beer that night. They make the chuppah that day. They have the chuppah right then. They don't have to waste the food they did. Upoirish, right after he lives with her the first night, right after the first beer, then he has to separate from his wife. And then the din is v'noyig shivas yimei hamishta. He has to be noig. He has the right to be noig sheva brachas. Since he started the chuppah already, that comes first. He has the right to be noig 7 days of sheva brachas. But during the sheva brachas, though, he's not allowed to live with her. He has to be perish. He can't live with her. So you will soon see why. For yachakach, and after he finishes the sheva brachas, the 7 days of sheva brachas, then noig shiva yimei avelis. Then he first starts counting his avelis. Then he or she first counts the avelis. That's the halacha in such a case. So again, in a case where the chuppah was all prepared already, the food was all ready, if they don't make the chuppah now, if they'll be noig avelis first, if they'll make the kfura first, they can't have the chuppah then. They'll waste all the money, it's a big hefsid, so the rabbanim will make them in such a case to put the mace aside, let them make the chuppah right away, let them have beer that night, then the next morning about it they make the kfura, after they make the beer, then they make the kfura, and still they're noig 7 days of sheva brachas, and then the first noig shiva yimei avelis. Now, all these 14 days, the 7 days of the yimei hamishta, of the sheva brachas, and the 7 days of the avelis, is hu yoshen bein anoshim, the man has to sleep separately by men, v'hi yishana bein anoshim, and she sleeps separately at night with ladies. In other words, they're also to have tashmish, they're also to live together. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns, Oviv Shachosin or Ima Shakala. Davke Noka this way, Oviv Shachosin, Shua Torah Petzorche Suda. Because the father of the Chosin, he's the one that helps a lot to make the Suda. So therefore the food is made. So if they're going to tell you to wait till next week, not only is it going to be a hefsid of the money, you lose the food, but there's not going to be anybody around to help you make the Suda over again. Because the main person that helps the Chosin is his father. So therefore we let you make the Chuppah right now. The same thing, v'ima shakala, hiya mechina lo tachshitin. The mother takes care of her daughter. She's the one that makes all the jewelry, all the makeup for her. So therefore, the fikach, im yavod ha-moyid, if we're going to wait and first let there be the avelis, shuvein mechalem. Not only will there be a loss in the money, but you won't have anybody to prepare the new sudar anymore. The father's not here. The mother's not here. She won't be able to make the kala look nice. V'tirulem, therefore the rabbanu will make all la'achnis as a mace l'cheder, put the mace away in a room. Shloyik veru, don't be covered, don't bury him right now. Why? The imkain, because if you would bury him first, chola avelis, it will be chala avelis right away, al obu. V'stima tagoylu klakamon, v'shuv l'yochol lichnois, achi avra avelis. If avelis was chala already, they bury the mace, then you can't make the chuppah, you cannot be, you can't live with your wife when you're an obu. So therefore the answer is not to bury the mace, but rather first go ahead and make the chuppah and let them have the first beer that night. It's called the beer mitzvah. Then after the beer, then they'll perish. After the night, after they live together, then they separate, and right away, v'yikfras ha-mace miyad. Right after the beer, right after they live together, then they go to bury the mace. Rashi says, why? T'chiv on the chalalov. Chasana, since they had the chuppah and they lived together, hevel agabei k'regel. It's chal right on him first the din of sheva brachas. It's like a regel, like a yom tefin. When you get married, the first 7 days is like a regel. And therefore the klal is if somebody dies during yom tef, v'lo yosi avelis v'chal v'noig shiva shimei mishta. If somebody dies on yom tef, you're not noig avelis during yom tef. You have to first finish the yom tef, and then you do the avelis. That's this halacha. First you have a din of a chosin, so therefore you're allowed to be noig sheva brachas. And after the sheva brachas, then you first have the avelis. We'll soon explain the whole braisa about the hilchos nidus, why the rosa. Right. Now the Gemara itself says, v'chol oisa yomim hu yishem enoshim v'yein moinim tachshitim in a kala. But you don't take away the makeup from the kala, kol shloishim yoyim, for 30 days, even though she's an avela now, but still, a kala, the first 30 days after the chuppah, she has the right still to wear her makeup. We don't want that she should look ugly to the husband. We don't want the husband to start off not liking her. So therefore, there's a din, the first 30 days of the kala, after the chuppah, she's allowed to still wear her makeup. Even though regular avelis should not. Now, Vedavka the Mar says, Oviv Shachosin, only if the father of the chosin died, or Yima Shakala died, to let you finish the Torah, because there's nobody else to take care. Aval Ipcha, let's say it was the mother of the Chosin or the father of the Kalaloi, then we say no. Then we say, even so, you're supposed to make the Avelis first, bury the mace first, and you'll make the Chuplah next week. Aye, this food would get lost. For that alone, we don't care. We tell you, though, wait for next week. If his father is still alive, or her mother is still alive, they'll prepare a new chuppah. That's what he's supposed to do. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding Dav Dalet Omer Aleph. In the middle of the last Shailom, he said, Alocha Mishum O'inis, if something special happens, you're allowed to make the chuppah b'yoyim hasheni. Even though the Mishnah says that the Takana was to make it b'yoyim harevi, today that the first bia should be at night time, and the next morning, Thursday morning, you go to Bezdin, but Mishum O'inis, you can make the chuppah sometimes on Monday. What was the O'inis? So it happened here if the Chosin's father died, or the Kala's mother died. So Halacha is, they died on Monday. And we're talking about in a case where the food was all prepared already. So if we're going to let them first be covered with the mace, it'll be chala ninus, a chala velus. They can't make the chuppah for a while later. So they're going to lose out all the money they prepared already. So Rabbanu made a new takona. They're allowed to take the mace and put him in the side. And they have the chuppah. And it says, Uboil bilas mitzvah. They're allowed to have the first beer. And then will perish after the first bia. Then they separate. It says, V'noyik shivas yimei amishta. Now, since you had the bia mitzvah, the melech chal upon you a din of a regal, like Rashi says. Will perish means v'yik. The Rashi before, that the... No, yeah. V'yik for us hameis, atap. That after they have the first bia that night, Monday night, then they bury the mace. Miyad, the chivon, the cholol of chasana, since they had the first bia, it's considered like the chasana was chal. The evi lagabe keregel, it's considered by them like the middle of the regal. Vloyasiya velas v'chal v'noyik shivasim amishta. Therefore, just like if somebody is mace during a regal, halachar is you not noyik avelas till after the regal. It's here also, since the rabbanan let them have the chuppah, and have the first bias mitzvah, it's called, like the chasna started already, it's called the chasna as his regal now for the next 7 days. So he's noig first the shivas yimei hamishta, the yachakach noig shivas yimei avelis. And first after he finished the 7 days of the mishta, the sheva brachis, then he has to start his 7 days of avelis. That's the oinus. Bishuman oinus, in other words, we let you have the chuppah on Monday. Because the chasna's father died on Monday. So if you're going to make the kvura first, then you're going to have to push the chasna off to much later, you're going to lose all the food you prepared for. So Mishum Oinus to let you make the chuppah right away, and then you make the kvura, and then you have Yeshiva Yemei Mishta, and then you have the Avelis. Then we learned that V'chol Lo Yisayomim, all these like 14 days, the first 7 days of the Sheva Brachis, and then the next 7 days of the Avelis, is Hu Yoshin Ben Hanoshim, V'Yishena Ben Hanoshim. They're also to live together. The chosin, the man, has to live with the men, and the kala has to live between the noshim. In other words, they're also to be miyachet together. They can't sleep in the same room at night. Because they're also to have tashma shamita, like we'll see later. An avela is also tashma shamita. So even though the first 7 days is called the regal, when noig shivas yimei amishta, but the locher is, dvarim shebetzino is noig on regal. Like Rachmanis said, the mace was nifter on regal, on Yom Tis, even though you're not noig avelis befahesio, but if it's sinna privately in your own house, you have to be noig avelis. That means you're rasa batashma shamiti, you can't live with your wife. So therefore here, we have to separate them, they can't even live together in the same room. We'll see later why. V'yein meneim do tachshitim in akala kol shleshim yoyim. Even though her mother died, she's an avela, still we let her wear makeup the first 30 days. And Rashi says, even though usually in Avelis for 30 days you have Shleshim, you're not supposed to wear makeup, but here if you're a Kala, Shleshim Gana Abayla, you just got married, now we don't want you to look not nice in the eyes of your husband, we give her a Heta, she's allowed to wear a Tachshitim, her jewelry and her makeup, for the 30 days. And 30 days is Lavdavka, means for sure later. The Chiddush is, even though it's the first 30 days, that Numal is an Indian of Neig Avelis of Shleshim Yoim, here she's allowed to wear her Tachshitim. Now we explain, V'davka aviv shechosin. It's only if the chosin's father died. Oy ima shakalo. Or else the case is that the kala's mother died. Again, they were supposed to make the chasna on Yom Ravi, and on Monday already they had all the food prepared, and on Monday either the chasna's father died or the kala's mother died. Why? The leki inish the torah lu. Because who prepares for the chasna his father? Who prepares for the kala her mother? So now that they died, if we're going to tell them they can't make the chuppah now, but make it later. Later, who's going to prepare? Like you have to prepare the suder over again. You have to make the tachshitim for the kalah over again. If she doesn't have a mother, she's not going to have anybody to prepare for her. So therefore here the Rabbanim will make all to let her make a chuppah right now before they make the kfura. Aval ipcha. Let's say it was the chassin's mother that died. Or else it was the kalah's father that died. Loi. Then we're not mekel. In other words, you need two tanoim for this kula. Two tanoim is that first of all, it has to be the chassan's father or the kala's mother, because they are the ones that prepare for the chassan or for the kala. And if you're going to push off the chuppah for later, you're not going to have anybody to do it. And secondly, you need it that you have the food prepared already. That if you're going to push off the chuppah, you're going to have a hefsid mammon. You're going to lose your money, you're prepared for the suda. So when you have these two things, that you're already prepared, all the meat is ready, and also the chassan's father or the kala's mother died, then we give you a heter to make the chuppah fast right away, and they're allowed to have the bia live together the first night, and then after the bia's mitzvah, then we say, make the kfura, and then they're also b'tashpa shamita together, but you have the shiva shimei amishta first, the sheva brachis, and then you have the inyan of avelis. Tosis says the reason why the first bia is called the bias mitzvah, korale bias mitzvah mishum nechsiv ki boyalayich oisayich. V'amina neinisha caresses bris elo lemi shoisayisakli. As the first bia is always called a special bia. The first time you live with your wife, it's called you making her into a kli, roy to have children. So that's called the special bias mitzvah. Also, the shayla is the shayna master shayla lechura. She's an oinin. What happened here? Her father died. Slamaisa, when your father dies, you're an oinin. The first day before you make the kfura, there's chaladin aninus, that you put them in kol mitzvahs. And some shita says that aninus, your mission is midiraisa even. So midiraisa, you're an oinin. How could they let you make the chasna first, before you're an oinin? So they give different rutsim. That lamaisa, the din aninus midiraisa is only not to do simcha. But the isurim not to live with your wife, that's not also midiraisa. That's only midirabonin. So again, mishum tzarech, the rabbanim will make clear that you're allowed to have the chuppah and have the first bia, in order that you should not lose out your money, and you're not going to have anybody to prepare so fast for you, the chasna over again. Therefore, they will make clear to make the chuppah first, and the first bia, and then you bury the mace. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rafram bar Papa, Omar Rav Chizda, we're talking about now on Monday, you already put the water into the meat. Like you started to cook the meat already. Like we're saying, therefore, if you're going to push off the chasana, you're going to ruin the meat. Like the meat can't stay anymore. You already cooked it. Let's say you didn't put the water into the meat, you didn't start to cook it yet. Then, Ms. Davin, then we tell you what you should do now. If the chassan's father died, we tell you the meat you are prepared for the chassana, sell it, and be noig avelis first, and then later you'll make the chuppah. Omar Rava says, though, the krach, let's say you live in a big city, then afa pisha nosan mayim agabi boser, even though you already prepared the food, you put it into the water, you started to cook it already, still we don't let you make the chuppah. You know why? Ms. Davin, we want you to sell the meat. In other words, if you're in a krach, a big city, you'll find customers for the meat. So even though the meat was already cooked already, there's no problem. You'll be able to find people to buy the meat. You're not going to have a loss. Therefore, we tell you first make the kfura, binoy the avelis, and then later you binoy the chasna. And Amar Rav Papa says, uvi kfar, let's say you live in Hicktown, not in a big city, in a valley, in a hick town, a kfar, even though you did not start to cook the meat yet, agabi bosa, you didn't put the water on top of the meat, still, you should know, in a hick town, you can't sell meat. The guy has 100 pounds of meat, you don't sell it so fast. So in a hick town, even though you didn't start to cook it yet, it's also called a hefsid. So there also, we let you make the chasana, even though you didn't start to cook the meat yet. Because again, you're going to have a loss. You're not going to be able to sell the meat. Because you're not going to find a place to sell it. So Gemara asks, like if so, where did Rav Chisda say his halacha? Rav Chisda said, when is the case talking about? Only if you already started to cook your meat. So where are we talking about? The manashach. If it's in a karach, a big city, even if you cook the meat, we say you could sell it. You can't make the chuppah. If you're in a kfar, even if you didn't put the water into the meat, also you don't have to sell it because you can't sell it. So where did Rav Chisda say the chilek? You only can make the chuppah if you already cooked the meat. Where is he talking about? So Rav Ashi said, "Kegoin moso machzia," like the city called Machzia. So what the mafka mikrach? It's not big enough to be called the krach, a big city, but umafka mikfar, it's bigger than a small hick town. So that's the in between case, that in this place, if you didn't put the water into the meat yet, lemaisa you could sell it. You'll find people to sell. It'll take you a day or two, but in a day or two, the meat won't get spoiled. But here, if you already started to cook it, it's not big enough to find people to buy it right away. So you're going to have a loss. In this case of Masa Machsiyam, Yavrav Chizdes Alochem. That if you started to cook the meat, then Womeka will let you make the chuppah first and have the chasana, and then you'll have the avelis later on. Mura says, Tanya Kavosad Rav Chisda, I'll bring you right, we don't talk like Rav Chisda. Hare Shehoya Pito Afuya. If somebody had the bread baked, he baked the bread already. V'tovchay Tavuach, and he already shechted the behema. He has the meat all geshechted. V'yeinoy Mozuk, he has his wine that he already poured the water into the wine. Most times the wine used to be very chazak, very strong, yayin chazak, and before you use it to drink, you would add water to it. So they added already the water to the yayin. V'nosen mayim agabi basar, and they also put the meat into the water already. They started to cook it already. Now, omeisavim shachasin, and right then, the chasin's father died. Oyimay shakala, or else the mother of the kala died. So the locher is, machnisa nesameis techeder. You have a heter to put the mace into a room. Don't take care of the mace now. You're allowed to be misalak from the mace. V'yesa chasin, v'yesa kala l'chuppah. But you could take now, right now, take the chos and the kala to the chuppah. Let them make the nesuyin. And uboyo bilas mitzvah. We give them a heter to make the first bias mitzvah. Now that they make the bias mitzvah, like Rashi says, it's chal upon them, the din regal. You have a shame chosah now, that for the next 7 days, it's teicha regal, that you have to be knowing sheva brachis. Memeli, you have no din avelus. But still, upoirish, you have to separate from her. You're not allowed to have tashmish amita. You can't even have yichud. You can't be alone together. For noyig shiva shimei amishta. We tell you first you have the 7 days yimei amishta. It's your regal. Since it's already chal the chasna with the bias mitzvah, it's chal a regal for you. Be noyig shiva yimei amishta. For yachakach noyig shiva shimei avelis. And then after that you noyig 7 days of avelis. But for chol oisin ayomim, all these 14 days, the 7 days of sheva brachis and the 7 days of the avelis, is hu yoshin bein hanoshim. There's an issa yichud; they can't be alone together. He has to sleep with the men at night. For ishto yishana bein hanoshim, and his wife the kal has to sleep with the ladies; they can't sleep together. We'll soon see why. Now the brayis says a chiddush: v'chein mi shepir sheishto nida. The same halacha applies if your wife became a nida. Now this Abad is talking about that b'shas chuppah, b'shas you have the chuppah, the nesuyin, she becomes a nida. So lemaisa, you never had tashmish with her yet, you didn't live with her yet. So then the halacha is, hu yoshin bein hanoshim, even though you're allowed to have chuppah with your wife when she's a nida, you could be kain her, but she's a nida, it's also to live with her. So therefore at night, he has to, hu yoshin bein hanoshim, the chosin, the man has to sleep between the men, the yishona bein hanoshim, and she has to sleep in a different room with the lady. So that's the loch of your wife becomes an eater. Now, v'yein moineyin tachshitim in akala kol lamidyoin. You don't have to take away her tachshitim and jewelry from the kala all 30 days, even though her mother died, she's an avela. Still, since she's a kala, she just got married, for the first 30 days, we let her wear her jewelry. Now, ben kach or ben kach, this is the end of the braisa, no matter when it was, Ben kach or ben kach, Rashi says, ben yesh oynis, ben ein oynis. Whenever you make the chuppah, no matter you made the chuppah on a Monday or on a Wednesday, there was an oynis or not, lo yivo lo yberu Shabbos. This price holds, you're not allowed to have the first beer rishoyna on Erev Shabbos, means Friday night, means on Shabbos. Rashi, lo yberu Shabbos, beleil Shabbos. On Friday night, on Shabbos, it's also to have the first beer with your wife. Why? This price holds, mifnei shoyseh chabura. Because the first time you live with your wife, normal you break the psulim, you cause dam blood to come out, so it's called the chabura. Even though we'll see it's an eina miskavin, this man the yom holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That eina miskavin is also. Lamaisa lalocha we hold it's muta, because we pass like Rabbi Shimon, hadavash eina miskavin is muta. So lamaisa it's muta to have the first beer Friday night. But this price holds that it's also to make the first beer Friday night. And right to the price says, for leibim mitzoy Shabbos. You can't make your chuppah mitzoy Shabbos. We'll see later why not. Rashi l'kam meforish. What's wrong to make the chuppah mitzoy Shabbos? You shouldn't make a chuppah mitzoy Shabbos. Sis bekitz is the price. Now we'll go to explain the whole price. Oh mama, what did we learn before? That these 14 days, hu yoshon bein hanoshim, he has to sleep with the men, vi yoshon bein hanoshim. And she has to sleep with the ladies. The kids, even though they had the beer the first night, they lived once together, still the next 14 days, there's an issa yichud, they can't be together. Misayla l'mar says to Rabbi Yechanan, it's a riot to Rabbi Yechanan. The yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Yechanan says, afa pi shomru, ein avelis b'moyed, even though usually the loch riz, there's no avelis join cholamoyed, join a regal. In other words, if somebody dies on the regal, the mishpacha doesn't have to sit shiva. There's no avelis b'moyed during the regal. Avol, but dvorim shotzin anoyig, but dvorim private things are noyig. What's called private things? Tashmishamita. That it's also to be with your wife. If you're an avol, even though it was mace on yomtiv, but you're an avol on dvorim shevetzina. That's this halach here also. Even though the chosin made the chuppah, and he lived with his wife the first night, so it's called now his regal, he has sheva brachis, but at night, dvorim shebetzina privately, he still has to be naig avelis, he's also to be with his wife. So the reason why there's an issa yichud over here is, because he's an ovil, that's also to be with his wife, therefore here in this case, we'll soon explain why, it's a chumrah that even yichud is also. Even though usually when you're in Oval, you're allowed to live in the same room with your wife. You don't have to go in a different room. Yichud is mutter. Here, for some reason, we'll soon see, even yichud, just to be alone with your wife, is also. That's why it says these 14 nights, he has to sleep with the men, and she has to sleep with the ladies. Now, Dorosh Rav Yosef. Yosef made a drush like this. Dorosh Rav Yosef braid the rover. Mishmei the rover. All right, Tosis speaks out here, the shailer is, Avalip Chaloi. The Shiloh is, let's say it was the Chosin's mother that died. Or let's say it was the Kala's father that died. Then the Gemara says, the Loch is, first you make the Kfura. And you have to be Noig Avelis. Now the Shiloh is, when are you allowed to have the Chasana? So Toys has a lot of Klolim here, when you're allowed to have the Chasana. The Chura, if you're an Oval, when can you make the Chasana? So Toys says that, during the 7 days of Adar Tzosa. Posh, it's only after Lamed Yoim, after Shloshim, that it's mutter to get married. But then Toy says that Klolim, if you don't have any children yet, or else if you have a young child, then you're allowed to get married again after Zion. But Teich Zion, for sure it's also, and after Lamed already, that's the Machlek is exactly when you could remarry again, since you're an Oval. Yeah. All right. Dorosh Rav Yosef, Brei the Rova, Mishmei the Rova, Loishonu Elishloi Bol, Hiluchura says, when is the halacha that you can't have yichud, you can't even be alone with your wife, that's only if you didn't live with her yet? Shalai boal. Avo boal, let's say the chassan lived with his wife once. Avo boal ishto yishonimo. Then you're allowed to have yichud together, you're allowed to sleep in the same room, even though tashmish is also, but you're allowed to live together. Fred Gemara, is that true? We just learned here not like that. For Yehocha, our whole Gemara is talking about the Beboi Laskinin. Here we're talking about that the Chosin had a right to make the Chuppah, and he had a right to make the Bias Mitzvah, so he lived with his wife the first night. Still we say afterwards, he has to be Poirish. The next 14 days, they can't sleep in the same room. So how could Rava say that if they live together once, then they're mutter to have yichud together? Uketani, here it says, Hu yoshin bein hanoshim, vi yoshona bein hanoshim. Here it says clearly, they have to separate. So Gemara says, Ki koma, when did Rava mean to say, Apir so ishtanida? That's what he meant to say. Now is that what we learned for Chayn? We spoke before, we said, V'chein misha pirs ish de nidoi. Nida. That means if b'shas the chuppah, your wife became a nida, so locher is, you can't have tashmish with her, so then the locher is, you have to separate. You can't have yichud together either. Ma'ashenke, let's say the first night your wife was alright. You were able to live together. Then the next day she became a nida, so even though when she becomes a nida, it's also to have tashmish, but yichud is still mutter. That's what Rava means to say. And that's halacha l'maisa. When your wife is a nida, you don't have to separate, go in different rooms. You're allowed to sleep in the same room. It's only tashmish that's also. So Moran says, Ki komar, when does Rava say that they live together once, then yichud is muta, are pirsa ishta nidai? That's, he's making a difference. That by avelis here, it's true, you have to separate. But if your wife is not an avelis, just your wife became a nida, then you don't have to separate. So first thing we're asked, I vochen ketoni. It says in the Braisa that after we're talking about our case of Avelis, it says vochen misha pirsh ishtanida. Mash me that the same halacha. That if your wife became a nida, mash me even though you already lived together once, still you have to sleep separate. Vochen ketoni. So Mara says, no hochi koma. This is what the Braisa means. Vochen misha pirsh ishtanida v'loibol.